Right.
Our speaker today is Robin Sue, and she'll be speaking on how dark it is before the dawn on Bill's story, Step One.
Thank you, Terry. Hi, everybody. I'm an alcoholic, drug addict, and codependent slash chaos creator slash controller fixer. Those last two words I've learned recently more about myself. Thank you, Sally, for asking me to speak. I've been sober since June 20th, 1991. I quit drugs in January of that same year, 1991. I definitely thank God for a big book awakening, because I can see more about myself. I can see clearly now, shall I say, I can see more about myself now. I found Big Book Awakening through the Bronx Big Book study. And I started it in January of 2021, after I started going to the Bronx. And at that point, it was good. I learned a lot. I learned so much. What a blessing. One of the things was, I will drink again unless I'm convinced that I will drink. But one of the things I've learned more about myself and coming to the daytime Big Book Awakenings are, I still want to play the director. And people talk about the actor, but I always said that in my alcoholism and going through the steps, first through an AWOL and then Big Book Step Study, and then finally Big Book Awakening, that I want to control everything. If only you would do things the way that I arrange them. And so because of health reasons, I started coming to the Big Book Awakening meetings in the daytime. I have a lung injury. I have young dogs who are a little bit older now, but they still act up. They're in there sleeping with my husband now, who works nights. They're like my children. But the thing is that, so I was coming to daytime meetings because I really needed it. And I'm very fortunate to be back at the Bronx, where this journey began for me, because that's a great Big Book study group. But I am so, so grateful for everything that I've learned. And I see so many friends on here and people who have enhanced my journey, and talking about the different addictions and things that they've been able to work on, in Big Book Awakening. So, this time I'm in the workshop, and the reason we're on step one right now. And so I am going through I used to always say I'm a codependent. I went to Al-Anon for 6.5 months before it came to Alcoholics Anonymous, because I was going to fix that alcoholic, and I've worked in bars, bartending, head bartender, all that stuff. I gave up college because I was going to make more money bartending, typical alcoholic. But the thing is that I was always, always trying to control and fix other people, and that started in my early childhood years. I'm the oldest. However, my mother wasn't married when she had me, met somebody, married quickly, and started to have more children. And I'm a huge caregiver, and 4 or 5 years old, helping my mother take care of my baby sisters and everything, changing diapers and all that. I've always, always been that way. My journey is, I've just got to say that my eyes really opened up over the summer. I have 4 children from my first marriage. And my first husband died from drugs and alcohol the day after my 21st anniversary. He was 55 years old. He was living with my daughter, Angela. My granddaughter, Lexi, who was 14, found him. Before that, he'd been living with my daughter, Naomi, who's my youngest daughter, and almost died, and there was so much that went on, and I couldn't fix him, and gave in and started using. I didn't drink with him. I didn't pick up a drink until after I left him. with the four kids, but I did drugs and stuff. And but I was gonna fix everything. I was gonna somehow I was gonna make it better. And I couldn't see the truth about myself. But my youngest son, my only son, shall I say, we have a garage that's been renovated on. We have a house, an old ranch bungalow in New Hampshire, on half acre land. My son moved in August because he was hitting bottom. I've been remarried for over 21 years to an alcoholic who doesn't attend meetings, which it's not part of my control or fixer, And so I knew my son was doing opioids and whatever, but I had no idea about the level of what goes on with him. What I've got to tell you is that I was like white sitting on my hands waiting for this workshop to start. I had was going to do it with a sponsor. That didn't work out. And I'm so grateful because I've got a homework group. And if you're in Big Book Awakening, oh, a homework group is so essential. I had a great homework group last year. Lisa, she's here somewhere. She oversaw everything, the other Lisa Fox. And it was great. And we continued to meet afterwards. And we're short-lived, and we've just started. And so for me, when I look at Bill's story, there's so much. And on page eight, I'm in another bottom in my life. I've been sober 32 and a half years. I haven't had a drug for 33 years, now. But, and I'm like looking at the deaths and the things in my life, and I'm like, I don't want to lose a child. My children are adults. I don't want to go through that. But there is nothing that I can do. I am powerless. And I need the people that have done the work, before me, that have done the codependency, the chaos creating, the control effects. I can see, I didn't even know. I can see the truth about myself. So in Bill's story, he talks about this is Evie's visiting. I mean, it's on page eight. Trembling, you step from the hospital, a broken man. Fear sobered him a bit. Then came the insidious insanity of that first string on Armistice Day, Veterans Day 1934. He was off again. Everyone was resigned to the certainty that I would have to be shut up somewhere or would stumble. How dark it is before the dawn. Sometimes, and my son said it the day after Christmas. I get in the car with him and he said, "You look like you're on drugs," afterwards, because I was so worked up over our interactions. And I'm like, I haven't been on drugs and whatever, and I'd like banished him. You can't come in the house tonight. You stay out there. My husband had to talk to him. And I'm like so full of fear. It's so full of fear and all. And thank God, that I'm finding a solution. So the thing is that on this, Bill talks about in reality, it was beginning of his last debauch. For me, it's not my last attempt to control and fix, and all that. I know it's not, but I'm working on it. But he was soon to be catapulted into what he likes to call the fourth dimension of existence. He was to know happiness, peace, and usefulness in a way of life that is incredibly more wonderful if time passes. So the thing is that I know because of my experience with the steps and because of Big Book Awakening and all, I know that this is here. I know when I get a phone call from one of my homework group members, I'm getting caught up, on my work and I'm sitting at the table and she calls up and just checking in and what a blessing it is, to get that phone call. When my homework group member that we're all saying it's okay, we're in this together. When I'm in the workshop and I hear the co-leaders and I hear what they've been through, you know, and the recovery on the other side of it. And this last week, you know, and I heard last year when I was in the workshop, I was still in for alcohol and drugs. I heard one of the co-leader, one of the co-hosts talk about we should all be in Al-Anon if we're alcoholics and whatever, because we're sponsoring other people. Whoa, is that so true? And then this last week I heard the term spiritual vampire, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I get a call, and I'm like, from somebody, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm getting taken hostage, and I
Five
don't.
minutes, 5 minutes,
Thank
Robinson.
you. It's like I'm taken hostage, and it's like, no, the solution is in the work. The solution is in the book, in the steps, in step one, in giving and accepting my powerlessness, my unmanageability, you know, the spiritual malady. I want to control. I want to fix everything, and I know that I can't. And so it's gotten better, you know, just in this short amount of time. It's gotten so much better. There's two cars in the driveway. There's supposed to be four. Think my son's in his place. I don't know. I saw him this morning. Letting go is not an easy thing to, it's not an easy thing to do. And you know, this weekend, I just on the piece that it's really triggered me. He didn't come home on Friday. You know, he's always in there, but he didn't come home, and I started to get really stressed and really worked up. And last night I didn't know if he was here or not. I guess he was, and all. But it's like I have to let go, and I have to give this all to God. But I recognize that I'm new. I'm new in this. This is new for me. You know, the emotional sobriety thing, I think, you know, has been there. But when it gets to the point where my feathers get ruffled, you know, because I see what other people are doing, and my family is full of alcoholics and drug addicts, and I see it, and I can't stand it. And what I have to do, and what I know, is that it's not me. Yeah, I know that God is here. I know that because I know from experience and doing the work. I know that God is with me. So, yes, it's dark. It's dark right now. I don't know what the future holds. I don't know. But in re you know, the thing is that I know because of this work and because of my other experiences, you know, we're not in there as a solution, you know, yet, but on page 25, been rocketed into a fourth dimension of an existence that I never dreamed of. We have seen much of heaven. You know, we talked about that. And I know that it's going to be okay no matter what happens. You know, I know that I can work on this. I know that I can practice the steps. I can have, you know, a spiritual awakening in regards to this, in regards to my codependency, my wanting to fix everything. I know that's on the way. So the thing is that I'm not better yet, you know, but I know because of my experience with the steps. I know because of my experience with the Big Book, and with the BBA, with Big Book Awakening, I know that that it's going to be okay no matter what happens. You know, so I'm grateful. I'm really happy to know that this meeting is here. There's other emotional sobriety meetings that are at different times and stuff, but this is really good for me, you know. And I was going to Al-Anon, but I got to tell you, I get so much more. I get so much from Big Book Awakening. We're right in the step, and I know it works, you know. I listened. I just want to close with somebody sent me a thing about Al-Anon. They were doing a presentation, and so back in the beginning, you know, before Al-Anon Family Services came in to help people with the codependency and whatnot, they were using the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. So we have come full circle because I'm working on this issue of mine. I'm working on this lifelong problem, and I'm using the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous to do it through Big Book Awakening. So it's a blessing to be here. It's a blessing to be finally, at my bottom, at this bottom again. It's hurt. It hurts painful, but it's okay. So thank you all for being here. Thank you for asking me to be here today and sharing. And that's it. God bless you all.
Thank you so much, Robin Sue, for your beautiful share.